Beautiful song, and want to wish all the dads a very blessed Father's Day. And we have, I think, about 30 of the Trail Life. They have been camping at Bellows, so they did a father-son camp over. So that is great. But good to have you here. We're actually in Psalm 18. If you want to turn there, we did about half of it last time. And we're going to pick up in verse 25. Now, this is a psalm of David. And David is declaring that great deliverance that God has given him from all his enemies, especially, remember, King Saul really wanted to put David to death. And so for probably over a dozen years, Saul was chasing him. And so David would sing this psalm at various times as he looked back in thanksgiving to God, who graciously delivered him and rescued him throughout his life. So why don't we look at that, and we can maybe interpose our life in there and some of these areas where God rescues us. So Psalm 18, beginning in verse 25. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious or crooked, you will show yourself shrewd or hostile. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down the haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength. He makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like feet of deer. He sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarge my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back against and again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known have served me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise up against me and have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Why don't we remain standing as Stacy comes up and opens for us in a word of prayer?
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we can't help but to really be thankful this morning for who you are, Lord, and be thankful for your love, and your grace, your mercy, Lord, your goodness, your kindness that draws us to you, God. We can't help, Lord, to just thank you for the work you've begun in us, Lord, and that your promise is that you'll bring that work to completion one day, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for Pastor Bill and the pastors and the leaders that you've put in our path, Lord. We thank you for the servants that you have poured out to us here at Calvary Chapel, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord, that you've made us a family and a body of believers, God, who just love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Lord, this morning, Lord, in all of that gratefulness, Lord, we thank you for your son, Lord, and we thank you for his blood shed for us on the cross. God, we thank you that you rose him up on that third day, Lord. And we thank you so much that even now as our hearts are lifted up and our heads are bowed low, God, our Savior is interceding on our behalf, even as we pray. God, this morning, as the psalmist was pouring out his thanksgiving to you, Lord, we want to be so grateful. We want to be so thankful for the abundance that you've given to us, God. We want to lift up our brothers and sisters in South Carolina and their families, man, Lord, that have missed them so badly or so dearly these last couple of days, Lord. And we want to pray, Lord, for your peace that passes all understanding, for your comfort. We thank you for their forgiveness, Lord. We want to pray for our brothers and sisters around the world, God, that are going through times so tough, Lord. Lives are being laid down for the cross of Christ. And God, thank you that we can be a part of all of the things that's going on in your kingdom, God, because you've given us your Holy Spirit to live and to reside in us. Oh, God, thank you so much for so much that you've given to us. What more could we really ask for, God? We thank you for your blessings, God. We would pray now you pour your Spirit out upon this place, God. Help us to see you more. Help us to hear you clearly. Lord, help us to have a heart that's so open to your word and to your truth this morning, God. Thank you so much for the time that you've given us to gather in this place. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. As we continue to worship, you can remain standing or be seated. to be more like you.
voice and say,
I exalt.
Exalt your name in this place this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us one heart and one mind. Lord, thank you for the unity that is in Christ. Thank you that we can exalt your name together. Would you all stand with us?
Spirit.